The budget is just more of the same thing that we've seen in the past few years. And when we look at the framework underpinning the budget, it hasn't changed much. The budget remains highly consumption-oriented. And also when you consider some of the assumptions that the minister has made, for example, they are focusing growth for next year to be at 3.2%. However, in my opinion, that's overly optimistic. So you only consider that the project is not going to perform to its optimal level because of uncertainty with respect to rainfall. Also, the mining sector will also not perform to its optimal levels because of the low commodity prices on the global market. The combination of underperformance of mining and agriculture will definitely affect the economic forecast for next year. So I don't agree with the forecast of 2022. I think the economy will probably grow. If it does grow, it will grow by around 1%.
Mr. Kuchera, your take on the 2016 budget?
My colleague here has already indicated clearly an economy that is not moving because since the inclusive government is led a $4 billion budget, sometimes 3.6 billion. So clearly we are not going anywhere very fast. I mean, it's also a sign that government has rather decided to actually resuscitate this economy. The more government looks outside itself to get ideas, the faster it will get this economy up and running. Unfortunately, also, I think government is suddenly put its eye off the economic ball, and they seem to be politicking even worse than the situation we had in the existing government. It seems politics is taking center stage. You know what I'm saying? Muchango is saying the other thing, and Joao is saying another as well. So you have a situation where the government is discordant. And the cognitive dissonance within the government itself, which is a serious hindrance to any economic development. Hopefully, the budget may be able to fix the economy if government resolves emphatically to move in one direction.
Mr. Chitambara, the minister also indicated that $3.2 billion will go towards employment costs against a budget of $4 billion. May you explain what this means?
What this actually means is that the bulk of the revenues for next year will be taken up by employment costs, which means the government will be left with a very, very small proportion of revenues to plow into capital expenditures and other long-term projects.